Okay. We got to Z, how are you? We are going to start now. Okay. Weiter. Okay, so we asked a question yesterday. We asked a question yesterday, and I found, oh, Dr. Zell is here. Okay, that's the whole procedures and everything. Hashem, good to see you, doctor. Okay, so I hope to be able to answer our long-awaited question, which is that the Masil Sharma says in the beginning of the Sefer that I'm not going to say any Chidushim.
Oh.
And you're going to only benefit from the Sefer, not by the Chidushim, because there's no Chidushim here. I'm just repeating this wrong. But really, that's not. What you're going to gain from the Sefer is if you read it over and over again, because it's going to make an emotional impact on you. So we ask, but the whole thing is coming to say, the whole introduction coming to say, is that there's tons of Chidushim here. Because everyone thinks that Yira Ava Dveikus is just, Mishnah Sanashim Ulumata. I already know how to do it. I basically know what to do. And it's basically intuitive. And you have to know it's not intuitive. There's a sugya, you got to break it down, you got to learn from the sources, you got to apply it, you have to know how to get it, how to lose it. So it's, the whole sefer is coming to tell me chidushim. So what's he saying in the beginning? I'm not telling you chidushim. That is the question. So I found basically one pshat in three svarim. I found in three svarim, they all say basically the same pshat. They didn't ask the question the way we're asking it, but basically, I saw this pshat in Ramatisio, his Hagoyis on the Masyaz by Gershon. We have a Gershon Edelstein, they put out a Masyaz and maybe a third one also. That basically what they say is, it's a funny pshat, but I think it actually fits. And what Masyaz Sharm is saying in the beginning is, of course, I'm going to tell you Chidushim. It's not what the Welt says, like we said yesterday. When a guy gets up and says, I'm not going to say anything to Chidushim, but Mr. Sharma wrote the whole book and there's no Chidushim. No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying that after you read it the first time, now the second time you read it, it's not going to be any Chidushim. Because you already read it the first time. That's what they said. That's what they said. But don't think that from reading it once, you already gained from the Sefer. Because the vart of the Sefer is not to be aware and to know in your mind that there are Chidushim, but that the knowledge that there's Chidushim motivates you to study it and that it should impact you. And the awareness of now that there are Chidushim here, and now that there's a sugya how to do it, you have to be kind of the sugya. You have to go into the sugya. You have to you have to work on the sugya. If a person knows intellectually that there's a sugya, that won't help him.
Not an academic pursuit,
It's not
that's
an
a
academic
lifetime.
pursuit.
It's a
The
lifestyle.
pursuit of the Sefer, the tachlis of the Sefer, the goal of the Sefer is not for the Chidushim that are in it. Of course, there are Chidushim in it. But those to access those Chidushim, you could learn the Sefer once and go home. Because now I got it,
I'm aware of it.
right? You can go to ChatGPT, tell me the 10 main concepts of Masil Sharm, and they'll tell you right there. What? So what are we doing? So he's saying it's not about that at all. Because it's not about the knowledge of the Sefer. So it's a great pshat. Here's what Gershon said. He learned it up. That Mishushim is mean Moly Moly Chidushim. But the pursuit of the Chidushim would motivate a person to learn the Sefer once. Or, I saw in the Hakdama to one of the Masil Sharms. I had five Pirushim Masil Sharm with me today. I was going through this question. Five different Pirushim on Masil Sharm. Anyway, in the Hakdama to one of them, it said, I was not aware of this. And
Basically,
I.
Rebbe was learning a tag of first aid there. It was assuming that all those far more like.
So I was talking interesting that it said over there that Brisker Rav learned one parak Masil Sharm a day. And then we'll finish the Sefer, start it again. That means he learned it three, four times a month. How many chapters are there? 20 chapters? No, once a month. We'll see. I didn't know that. I was not aware of that at all. But the point is, that Baruch Hashem, the Biskrovs, had intellect, right? He probably didn't forget
The flows. All right.
after learning it 10 times. He probably got it. I got it. I know what it says. But the word of the Sefer is not the intellectual knowledge of the Chidushim that are in it. It's that the awareness that there are Chidushim motivate a person to be interested in it, motivate a person to realize that the only way that those Chidushim are going to make an impact on him is that it has to be constantly on his mind because it's a lifestyle thing. And the only way it's constantly on your mind is if you're learning the Sefer constantly.
He says that in the first page of the introduction. So why is it so repetitious? It's not his style to be so repetitious, is it? Or am I missing something?
No, what was repetition? I thought we went. I didn't see any repetition.
Well, this is what you just went over was all on the very first page of
Well, I'm
the
going back to the
introduction.
first page.
No,
I'm
no, no.
explaining
Having a
it.
question. We're
Maybe,
going to
maybe,
be
well, I
having
had
a
a question.
question. Oh.
I had a question. I had a question. The question is that everyone knows the first page of Mrs. Sherm writes, there's
Right.
not going to be any
Oh,
Chidushim over here. There's no Chidushim over here.
right.
And it's going to be a simple book. But you'll get a gain from learning it over and over
Right.
again. But
So
then,
what
as
would.
we proceed through the introduction, he's busy telling us how I'm going to tell you tons of chiddushim in the sefer.
Right.
So I'm going to
So
tell
that
you
was the
that
question.
was the question. So the answer is that we mean to say is that there are a lot of chiddushim in the sefer, but the value of the sefer is not about the chiddushim that are in it. That's what it means. Just we're saying everyone gets up and says a speech. Don't worry, I'm not saying any chiddushim, but Mr. Sherm says you don't have to say chiddushim and create a whole book about it. That's what he says. About this chiddushim. But you have to know that the only value you'll gain from the Sefer is that it can make an impact on your lifestyle. So I think finally we touched it up good. See ya?
You know, it's
Nice,
good.
no?
Very solid.
Shmuck. That's some clerk kind of beer. Okay.
But he says that straight out in the first page. He doesn't.
It
You don't need any commentary for that. He
took
says
me
it.
a while. We're in this Sefer, we're learning this for at least a week plus already. And I still didn't get it. So I appreciate you bearing with me. Okay.
Sorry.
Fine. Fine. So now I finally got it. We're there. All right. So we're almost at the, we're not even at the end yet of the introduction. Huma Sha'amar Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom. Ba'amri, ba'ata Yisrael, ma Hashem lekecha shoyal mi'imach, ki im liyira es Hashem lekecha, lelechaz b'chol derachav, what does Hashem want from you? Except for it to be yira es Hashem, to go in his ways, la'avo Yisrael, la'avo es Hashem lekecha, b'chol vav, kol chanam, shekol nishmores, mitzvayis av eschukai. So I'll find a few. Kan, kolal, kol chalke, shem es ha'avoyda, anetzis, tishmai yisbach. In this pasuk is listed all the main nekudas of avoydas Hashem, which are yira, fear, halicha b'dracha, following in his ways. Ava, Ava Hashem, shleimus halev, a certain shleimus. Where does it say shleimus halev? Because it's b'chol levavcha. And shmiras hamitzvos. So what are these things? Hayira is yiras remimusa yizbarach. It's not fearing Hashem out of anxiety that maybe you're going to get punished. That's not what Yiras Hashem is. He Yiras Yiram Musay, She Yiram Milafanak, when She Yiram Milafanimel God of Naira. It's the awe of being in the presence of his Reimimus, the Yevush Migdulasa, Kol Knuashu Bolis Neneya, Kol Shekhem Bidabra Lafanam Bitfilo of Oskar Bidras, should be aware of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that should impact the way you behave, which is the very first sif in the Shulchan Aruch. Shemisi Hashem. Okay. Halikah b'drachav. Koilel. So some people ask, is there a mitzvah that have good midos? It doesn't say, by da b'Hashem Amash Shalim, I have good midos. So if there's no mitzvah that have midos, so where is the mitzvah to have midos? And why is it important? So according to the Mesillas Yesharim, that's in this pasuk, what does Hashem want from you? He wants Yiras Hashem and good midos.
Ramban says the Basisa
Okay.
Tay,
Yeah,
no?
but he's putting it into this pasuk. But it's halicha b'drachav. So some people say halicha b'drachav means mitzvahs. But that's the end of the pasuk. It says lishmar mitzvahs. So what's halicha b'drachov?
Okay.
Halicha b'drachov is going in his ways, is following the midos of Hashem. Mao chan rachum afatayeh chan rachum, etc. Klal kol zeh, sheyinag ha'odom kol midosav v'chol minei p'uloisav al pi ha'yosher v'ha'musar. A person should act with musar and yosher, which is a certain sense of yashus. You cannot, that has to be innate in the person. You have to be a good person. A yasher. Yasher means straight person. The kolul chachamim zal kol shi tiferso yisa v'tiferso min ha'adam. Dehainu. Kol ha'olach al tachlis ha'atava ha'amitzis. Someone that is acting with the ultimate tachlis, basically, the proper behavior is behavior which will be bringing people together under the banner of Torah. So, any activity which you engage in, which has those two ingredients, it brings people together under the banner of Torah, is considered a positive act. But that means that you have to be. If you are not a good Baal Midos, you will not be bringing people together. You may be busy with the banner of Torah, but it's not going to be bringing together people under the banner of Torah. Because if you're not a good Baal Midos, then you're just going to be hurting other people on the way automatically. So therefore, the only way that you could really the most proper person is someone that's doing both at all times. He is bringing people together under the banner of Torah. What's Ava? Sheyei nikba b'leiv Adam, Ava elav yizbarach, atchet tis'or nafshel lasis nachas ruach lefanav. He wants to be nachas ruach to Hashem out of the Ava that he has. Moshe libo mis'or lasis nachas ruach lefanav. V'yitz'tayim chaser zem v'yitz'idoy me'achayim. If it's not bringing nachas ruach to Hashem, he'll be upset. V'yikanei hazev v'yismach simcha rabba, and he'll be happy when it brings out Avas Hashem. Okay, let's stop here.
Big thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Tomorrow night I'm not gonna be here.
Okay.
Okay. And Thursday, I don't think I'll be here either. So keep an eye out on the chat, okay?
Okay. I'm sorry if I splashed cold water on you.